Hello, and I'd like to welcome you to Shack Lair. I'm Marilyn Crellin. Mish Marilyn Crellin, as Bavailiamka Fylcheriw does Shack Lair. There'll be two events taking place this coming Saturday, the 12th of January, and both of them relating to inter-Celtic organisations, but with the emphasis this weekend very much on the Isle of Man, in the spoken word and in song. And we'll be looking ahead to an event next Wednesday, the 16th of January, when there'll be a celebration of the Manx language. Uns Bretten, van Steadford en Arachton, tradition and vardacht as a ren, uns Bretnish, as henk imedi rechen de frau Greinach a cultur Celtic uns buul elje, ma aetis a chaglemen as resunachton, gau aan treva slaeg in a Steadford. Ek geren noyuk hi jeg, va gleishacht uns nieren, de hoyl simelje er a cultur jay neva enne, mernad shirach en Celtic. To shendach re, chirachin as ira Celtic och, she chinya Celtic van kaura smu cronal jay shaw. Other cad foskul a clashtion, uns Bretton, Nieren, and Vritain, Nalbon, as manan, ak va sim muir uns kerno, nyes, de karenaka and chinya uns shen, as va kerno a enna vai noiki jeg as ker mach. In the late 19th century, Edmund Edward Fournier d'Alb worked with an Irish peer, Bernard Fitzpatrick, the second Baron Castletown, to encourage a pan-Celtic movement, supporting the Celtic languages and culture. This seems particularly to have resonated with Sophia Morrison, who set up Manx language classes in Peel, and went on to become central to all facets of Manx cultural activity, and to the island's involvement in the pan-Celtic movement, until her unexpected death on the 14th of January 1917 at the age of 57. Her mantle was taken up by the young Mona Douglas, who was among those who attended the Steadford in 1917, where members of the Pan-Celtic movement came together to form the Celtic Congress, with branches in each of the six Celtic countries. This Saturday, the 12th of January, the Manx branch of the Celtic Congress is hosting one of a series of monthly events at 2:30 p.m. in the Guild Room, adjoining the Methodist Church in Athol Street, Peel. And Saturday's event is the Making of a Manx Bard. The fifth Manx Bard, Annie Kizik, will be talking about the influences in her life which have shaped her as the highly creative person that she is. Annie Kizik was announced as the fifth Manx Bard by Bridge Carter at a special event last August. Afterwards, Annie Kizik told Bob Carswell something about her work in poetry.
Our fifth Manx Bard is the wonderful Annie Kizik.
You've been chosen and duly inaugurated as the fifth Manx Bard. How would you characterise the poetry that you write?
I write in quite a few ways, I think. I enjoy writing Manx dialect poetry. I enjoy writing in traditional sort of song style. But I suppose I feel most truly myself when I'm liberated from that and I'm writing random ramblings, thoughts about the island, the place, and I just follow the structure that comes to me straight away. So probably free verse, but not entirely free. I think poetry should always have connections in some way or another, but not always obvious. So I suppose that's probably my real love, is the slightly freer poetry, and writing mostly about the island anyway, and how it affects me, and people I knew and know, and the landscape, history, culture, all the sorts of things you would hope if you're going to be a Manx poet, I would.
As we mentioned during the day here, from other Manx bards, they haven't had the Manx language, whereas you yourself, of course, do. And so will we find some pieces in the Manx language coming through this year?
Well, it's one of the things I set myself as a challenge, because I've written very few poems in Manx. I've certainly written a lot of songs, but I think that's a different. I think that's a different thing. And indeed, on the discussion we had at the panel when we had to sort of come forth with the ideas what we might do if we were to become a bard, I found myself trying to explain how it's quite difficult to think outside of a certain type of language you use. I'm used to using Manx in the school and have school language, and it's quite hard to switch into something more poetic. Also, making a decision about how far you can go with the language. Of course, everybody's got to understand it. We do have quite a lot of literal minded Gilgaran at the moment. I'm not sure how far it can be pushed, but I'm certainly looking forward to producing some things. Whether how successful I'll be, I don't know. We'll see.
One of the parts of the presentation that you have to give is saying what you'd like to do with your year as bard. So what have we got to look forward to?
Well, I put loads of things in. I can't possibly do them all. I thought, obviously, I welcome any opportunities to read not just my own poetry, but I am interested in the poetry of the island, in English, the historic poetry, if you like. And I think often there are a number of neglected poets, if you like, and I would welcome the chance to sort of talk about them as well, not just the things I want to do. And I hope I could do that in a reasonably entertaining way. And another of my interests is folklore. I'm very interested in stories, say Sophia Morrison's fairy tales. I'd love to do a series of poems connected with that. In fact, I already have done some. But I'd like to recite them perhaps in different settings. I think one of the things that this bard in the barn has shown me, that people are, well, we're all restless. Sitting and listening to an afternoon of poetry could be daunting for most people, I think, but moving around to different settings, having movement, things outside, something like that would quite appeal. So basically I'm open to offers for any interesting ideas. I'm a collaborator in many ways, music, sound, film, I don't know. I'm sure something will happen, that always does, but I've got lots of ideas, and as I say, I'm very open to moving poetry out of its sort of traditional role of being recited on a stage, and that's it.
And in the past you've been associated with dramatic presentations.
Oh yes, I'm unfortunately a bit dramatic really when it comes to it. Indeed, certainly with my involvement with the Kirjan Kuja Choir, a few years ago, I decided we would move out of our comfort zone and try and do different things. So, for example, we were involved in the Passion Play outside, and we've also been involved in performing in different venues. And I think that perhaps opened up my the idea that you could do things differently in different ways. There's lot of potential there for poetry as well as music.
Annie Kizik talking about her work. And you can find out more from Annie Kizik about herself, her influences and her work at 2:30 p.m. this Saturday, the 12th of January, in the Guild Room adjoining Peel Methodist Church in Athol Street, Peel. Everyone is very welcome. And there's a small charge of £3 to cover refreshments and other costs. That's part of the monthly programme of the Manx branch of the Celtic Congress. Sheila Taruch Visons on Annie Kizik, Erin Orr, Hammers Goyle Anne Satakit Shens on Banglen Mananaka Kohaglim Kelchach Sanasta, De Be Ish as in Sheshach Hjoliek Kirjan Kujach. Goyle Anne on Stacket Elia and Fasterbeg Shen. Shen Tacket Takianglet Rish Rekedis Edda Kelchak Elia. As Rist Ve Kuriteb Unlerk Chaglum Haya Kummel Ek Estedford Uns Breton. Van Hid Tacket Ek Haver Orn Tree Chirich and Kelchak Vakianlt Excavation Bether. Vakonu Connell Gavricha Dambod Falch Uns Kilani. As Uns Neuchi Jeg Tree Fidis Nenjeg. Rieche tachet cultural on Savalia, Renner de Valia Jane Chinya, Kjol, Aren, as Rinke, Jane Yeren Breton as a return. Nasan Mern Vlain Shen, Vaquira Currit Dare, Dusan at Stedford Uns Banger, Red Vite Rish Chakter and Vichirik and Kelchak Elia. As Mac Vaishen, Henk and Failure Pan Kelchak, Goyles Jack Nicole Tour and Kelchak J. Nalban Kerno, as Manon Dantakis. The Pan Celtic Festival started originally in Killarney in County Kerry, or the Kingdom of Kerry as it's often called. That was back in 1971, and for a number of years it continued to be held in Killarney. However, it then made itself available for other towns and cities in Ireland to bid for, to take advantage of the boost to tourism and the local economy that it creates. Among the first people to attend the Pan Celtic Festival on behalf of the Isle of Man was Annie Kizik, and in more recent years she's been a winner of one of the Pan Celtic Festival's prestigious competitions with Curtin Cujach, the choir of which she's the musical director and conductor, as well as the author of a number of their songs. Responsible for organising the island's involvement in the Pan Celtic Festival for a number of years now is Fiona McArdle.
The Arenson Manon, a song for the Isle of Man. We've been running this for about 15 years now. It's a competition to get a new song in the Manx language to go forward to the Pan-Celtic Festival, which is held in Ireland each year. And this year it's going to be in Letterkenny, County Donegal. It's held in Easter week, so you have to do the competition, the heats, if you like, in advance of that. And unfortunately for us, it's rather late this year, in Easter being on the 21st of April. So it's quite difficult to get to and from.
Now, the Arenson Manon that's coming up, as you say, to choose a new song to represent the island at the Pan-Celtic. But there's a lot more going on that evening than just the Pan-Celtic song.
When we started it quite a good few years ago now, we did include it in a concert which was arranged as part of the Cush Festival. But the Cush changed dates, so that was not convenient for us. And then at one stage it stopped for a while. So we branched out on our own, and in early January we've run this concert alongside the competition for the new song. So we have a good selection of well-known personalities this time. We have last year's and the year before's winners of the Arenson Manon, Bisky Brisht, just performing for the pleasure of it this time. We've got to introduce the evening, the youth band run by Chloe Woolley for Culture Vannon. They're called Bree, which is enthusiasm and such like. We also have Curtin Cujach, well-known Manx choir, together with their conductor, who's also doubling up as the bard for the Isle of Man, of course, this year, and she's going to do one of her poems for us as well. We've got Matt Creer singing for us, and others playing instrumental music, such as Mira Royal, who won the Young Traditional Musician of the Year this past year, 2018, and another exciting young prospect, Owen Williams, playing as well, together with perhaps a more established duo, although not always together, which I've called Pether as Pell, that is Peter Cubberley, or Pether Cubberley, and Paul Rogers. So that should make a good evening's entertainment altogether. It's going to be run in the place where we have run it for the past few years, which is the Masonic Hall in Peel, which is in Stanley Road. And it's this Saturday, 12th of January, and starts at 7:30 p.m. Because Culture Vannon have sponsored the prize money for the new song in Manx and also helped with the costs of running the event, we are able to give free admission. The prize money is £300, which is very generous, and to cover the additional costs, because you need things like event insurance and so on nowadays, we are running a raffle. The Pan-Celtic is coming up to its 50th in 2021, so it's a long-established inter-Celtic festival. and it has always been based on competition, although there are obviously social events round about the whole thing. So there are competitions for both traditional singing, also a new song in traditional style, as well as the main event in the singing competition line, which is the new song in a Celtic language, which can be any genre, and all six Celtic nations, hopefully, put an entry in for that. And again, the prize money there reflects its importance, because it's €1,000 prize money for that. And the Isle of Man has done well in recent years. We've won once with Michelle Jameson and Laura and Dave Rule's song. That was in Derry. I think it was 5 years ago, offhand. And we'd like to win it again, obviously. But we've done well. Out of six, we've often come second or third, something like that. So it's been good. We've also entered in the traditional singing, either as a group or solos sometimes. And we've usually put in a new song there as well. And the Isle of Man has actually done quite well and been winners there several times in the recent past, including Matt Creer, who's playing for us in the concert. He's won. With one of his new songs, and Marlene Hendy won with a new song a few years ago as well. So it's done very well from that point of view. And there's lots of competitions for instrumental music as well.
So what are the dates then for the Pan-Celtic in Letterkenny?
Well, it's always held in Easter week. It starts on the Tuesday after Easter, which in this case is the 23rd of April, and it goes on until the Sunday following, which again, it's the 28th of April this time. Not the best timing for us, really, because the Celtic Congress is later in the same week. That's down in Cornwall this year. And the Guild is starting at the same time. So, and of course, school term time actually starts on the 23rd of April. So that puts quite a few people out, not from Arensonmannan as such, but certainly from the follow-on, going to the Pan-Celtic, and that's been quite difficult this year. We haven't arranged that much so far because obviously we're waiting for what happens at Arensonmannan. I had organised someone who discovered they were now double booked because of the musical activities in the Isle of Man, but I am hoping to have Pedder Cubberley and another guitarist, presumably, going there to the Pan-Celtic, as well as myself, and also Claire Kilgallen, an excellent singer who also has won the new song in traditional style.
Fiona McArdle, the representative here in the island for the Pan-Celtic Festival, which will be held this year in Letterkenny, County Donegal, from the 23rd to the 28th of April. But there's that wonderful opportunity to attend that concert and the announcement of this year's Arensonmannan this Saturday, the 12th of January, at 7:30 in the Peel Masonic Hall in Stanley Road, Peel. It's a fantastic lineup for the evening, and even more fantastic, it's absolutely free. Hail Sinn J. Edmund Edward Fournier Dalb na Smórcha. Van Lauegger on Sakleshak Pan Kelchach on Stivlin. Lurkde Conran Aguelga and Comius Gilgach, ve Curite Bunnons Nieren, de Hreneke as Ker oi Yernish. Screwe de Pebren Nayach Vannen, Shira Fissery, Enne Vagola Ginu uns Mannen, de Hreneke as Ker oi en Hilg. Te Shilton de Rauschorn Espurde Sophia Morrison, de Cher Ebon Braslin Gilgach uns Pert na Hinge, as na Sanma, son Ciada and Cheshach Gilgach, va Sophia Morrison na Bun Alter, as Alter in Ving, as na sanma sé scrúdair an tseise gilgach vi. De mocha sa fídu híd, Fasafaya Morrison cian rish cohirich in Mananach, ma an jay in failure kiol Mananach, in Guild. As treve cur kiet e manan, hug fún ye dalb na aundrin de na cos na drin. In the mid-19th century, what was called the Manx Society was established to reprint historic texts and commentaries on Manx historic events. Its last publication, volume 33, was from 1894 and was a Bishop Philip's Book of Common Prayer together with Professor John Rees on the phonology of Manx Gaelic. When Sophia Morrison became secretary in Cheshire Gilgach in the early 20th century, she began to refer to in Cheshire Gilgach as the Manx Society. This did attract comment at the time, as technically the Manx Society per se was still in existence, though not having done anything since 1894. These days in Cheshire Gilgach is usually described in English as the Manx Gaelic Society. But obviously, to avoid any possible confusion, it's far simpler to say in Cheshire Gilgach. And next Wednesday evening, the 16th of January, there's a special event in connection with in Cheshire Gilgach, the Manx Gaelic Society. Let's rejoin Fiona Hercardle to find out more.
It's the 120th year this the Manx Language Society was set up in March 1899, celebrated its centenary obviously in 1999, and now it's 120. And I find that quite difficult to believe because I was chairman in 1999. I seem to have ended up being there again. But going back to the very beginning, really, when the first meeting was held, it was on the 22nd of March in 1899, and they didn't call it Un Cheshire Gilgach in those days at all. It was the Manx Language Society, because they were concerned so few people were actually speaking the Manx language, who were of the kind of group that was interested in the language, who perhaps more academic, perhaps, than others. So they called it the Manx Language Society, but their objects have remained pretty constant since then. They wanted to preserve the Manx language as the national language of the Isle of Man. They wanted to study and publish existing Gaelic literature and to also cultivate a modern literature. And these aims haven't really changed at all over the years. They wanted to encourage classes in the Manx language for adults and also for children in school, which was quite interesting. Because they did negotiate in the very early days with several of the boards of education for the different districts. And at one stage, one of the well-known characters of the early Manx Language Society, J.J. Neen, he actually did go in and teach in a school, not paid for by the board, I may say, but paid for by in Cheshire Gilgach. But that was in Malou, the only board that actually wrote positively and said, yes, the Manx Language Society could have access into three schools. That was Ballasalla, Ballamorda, and St. Mark's. But he only went to the one, Ballamorda. And that didn't actually last that long. But it's interesting because they planned and actually worked out a whole syllabus for the teaching of Manx in schools. They also wanted to encourage the members of the society who knew Manx to speak it habitually and to impart it to the young. They wanted it in the public schools, as I've just mentioned. And they wanted, as well as publishing literature and distributing it, they wanted to encourage Manx music and songs in Manx, which, as we've just been talking about, Arens on Manon is still quite relevant today, really. And they wanted to collect all the oral Gaelic literature, folk tales, poems, songs, proverbs, riddles, etc., still extant amongst the people.
This obviously resonated with Sophia Morrison, who later became the secretary of the society, because she certainly threw herself into doing all these things.
Yes, I think there was a little discrepancy between those who were more interested in the written literature of the Manx language and those who were interested in collecting oral history, for example, and the poems and folklore of the day. And Sophia Morrison certainly veered towards the latter. And she was the secretary for quite a long time. She wasn't the first secretary of the society, but she was secretary for a long time, until her death in 1917. Mm. I'm hoping that there may be a series of special events, and the first one of these is going to be a nostalgic slide tour. And it's going to just be a whole series of slides. You know how they go very nicely one after the other nowadays. And it should last just under an hour. But we also have a picture quiz to go with it, which people can enter should they wish. They don't have to. They can just sit back in the chair and enjoy a tour of the Isle of Man, because it's Past Man or Shan Vannin. And it'll be introduced by Phil Kelly, RBV. And promises to be an interesting evening, with that added little incentive of the picture quiz to see if you or your team can actually work out where everywhere was.
Oh, right.
But there's a little catch to it as well, of course. But it's a free event. There will be light refreshments available, and it will be in St John's Methodist Hall on Wednesday, the 16th of January, starting at 7:30 p.m.
Fiona McArdle, who's organised that event to celebrate in Cheshire Gilgach Sheafead and Cheshire Gilgach 120. You can join that nostalgic slideshow tour, Past Man, Shan Vannin, at St John's Methodist Hall at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 16th of January. Ach nish, shen eva shachle en hiet shaw. So that's a week to look forward to, as we come to the end of this edition of Shachlay. So from me, Marilyn Crellin, Foam Marilyn Crellin, Sledden You,